Edward Williams, who's better known by his bardic name.
Iolo Morgannwg, who in many ways should have statues erected to him throughout Wales as the man who invented Wales.
Philip Jenkins is Distinguished Professor of History and Religious Studies at the Pennsylvania State University.
He takes this this new, more socially humble but more socially radical culture that emerges in the 18th century when the gentry pull out, and he builds it up into a whole sense of Welsh ethnic identity, Welsh history, and he invents furiously. I mean, he invents thousands upon thousands of poems and documents and histories. Not only had everything that ever mattered happened in Wales, but it happened in Glamorgan. It happened in the bit of Wales he liked. And one of his products was the Eisteddfod.
This being the day on which the autumnal equinox occurred, some Welsh bards resident in London assembled in Congress on Primrose Hill, according to ancient usage. The wonted ceremonies were observed, a circle of stones formed in the middle of which was the Maen Gorsedd, or altar, on which a naked sword being placed, all the bards assisted to sheath it.
It is a radical Enlightenment thing. It really has very little to do with anything growing out of Welsh history.
This ceremony was attended with a proclamation, the substance of which was that the bards of the island of Britain, for such is their ancient title, were the heralds and ministers of peace.
It grows out of Welsh antiquarian ideas of the 18th century when people made the extremely influential and maybe baneful discovery of the Druids, who came to be the guideline for everything in later Welsh understandings of their antiquity.